The aim of Black Mental Matters is to tell experiences with honesty. Therefore, some discussions may trigger an adverse reaction. If a discussion is beginning to upset you, we advise that you please stop listening and talk to your support team.
Hello, everyone. Once again, welcome to Black Mental Matters. It's your man, Vince the Voice. And you know, this podcast, Black Mental Matters, is designed to help us eradicate, I use that word all the time, get rid of the stigma as it relates to mental health in the Black community. And during this COVID lockdown time, I'm telling you, it can be hard to get over ourselves and deal with ourselves. So we got a very special program designed for you today. Makiba, myself, we're going to be talking to none other than my niece. That's right, my brother's only child, Ms. Nina Rose Bailey, who is the founder of the Rose Project, where she works with young ladies, young girls, young Black girls to help them increase their self-esteem and deal with emotional wellness, as well as she's begun a new project, you know, dealing with yoga. And I did not know how important yoga can be as it relates to mental health and getting yourself centered and just breathing and things like that. So I'm so proud and I'm so glad you joined us. Listen up. It's Black Mental Matters, and it starts right now. Once again, it's Black Mental Matters. Vince the Voice along with Makiba Reed Johnson. Hey, Makiba, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Vince the Voice Bailey. Hey. How about yourself over there?
I'm doing good. Happy belated Mother's Day to you again and everybody out there. This past weekend was Mother's Day. And
that's right.
Yeah, you know, that's you got to be... when you have them, you make sure that you honor them. But when you don't have them, hopefully you've spent some quality time when they were with you, and so no regrets. So that's just a little warning to those that still have their mom.
Absolutely.
You know,
right? Absolutely, absolutely. And just from a mental health perspective, you know, we had to, you know, make sure that we were, you know, mindful of the people that didn't have, you know, good relationships with their moms, or you know, people that, you know, had lost their moms, people that, you know, were estranged from their mothers, and, you know, the queer moms, the non-gender conforming moms, the trans moms. We just, you know, trying to make sure that we were inclusive of everybody, celebratory or non-celebratory, you know, day yesterday.
Yes, yes. So again, happy Mother's Day again, everyone. And also, though, Makiba, I don't know. We sometimes it's uncanny. It's kind of spooky to me. You know, our last program we talked about weathering, and I think the day that the podcast came out, then we heard of the craziness down there in Brunswick, Georgia, and here we go again. You know, it was like,
yes.
Oh my God! And you talked so much on that weathering program about turning stuff off. And you just could not turn away from this. Then you saw the video. I mean, of this man being shot down like an animal in the street. How tragic was that, man?
Yeah, it was. And that's a big part of why we continue to put this program and this information and this outreach out there, is because this is something that's ongoing. And it's, you know, just what we were talking about, weathering. You know, how do we collectively deal with this? And then you've got the pandemic.
Yeah.
So we have a lot that's going on. People are just going through so much, and it was like, it just hit people differently with this information that came out about this young man being murdered, because we're already going through so much, and then we're already feeling like this COVID-19 is affecting us disproportionately. So then to have this happen, you know, we're looking for our white allies, and we're looking for justice, and we're looking for things that aren't there. So this has been a lot.
It's been a lot. But I will say, I did get a note from a friend. I'm going to say his name because I was so Gene Hanrity, who is a Army veteran, and he coordinates the Hong Kong Dragon Boat Festival here. He has an Asian wife, but he wrote me two so heartfelt emails saying, Vince, you know, hey, I want to let you know that there are white people that are standing by, and this is ridiculous, you know. And it helps. So white people, let the Black people know that you with us, and you know, stop you know, trying to keep it a little
allyship's
light.
Allyship's important.
Yes, allyship is important, and We're all in this thing together, and that's why I'm very, very, very excited and proud of what we're going to be talking about today. Our special guest is Nina Rose Bailey McKeeba.
Yay!
And Nina is she's the founder of the Rose Project, which she began after 10 years of working in child and family services through government, nonprofit, and educational sectors. She decided to create her own curriculum to help young women, and her passion is working with girls who may struggle to accept themselves, and all that just to say this is my niece, and she is killing it. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please give it up for Nina Rose Bailey. Oh my God.
Yay!
The crowd just goes nuts.
Thank you.
Hey, babe. Hi, Nina. How you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Doing good.
We're doing great.
Doing good. So we got a lot to talk about. You were on Makeba's radar. I'll just start there. We'll get back to the Rose Project. But because you've been working to help people, as we said, you know, deal with this, what we're going through right now, through some special techniques. You want to talk about that a little bit, you ladies?
So since this has started, I've been doing more meditation and yoga. Well, I started, I'm in training to be a community yoga instructor, which is a little different from just being a studio yoga instructor. And I started this back in September of 2019. Like, I was blessed that they offered somebody at our job free training.
Wow.
And nobody signed up for it. Right, exactly. And I was like, well, nobody signed up for it. So I was like, well, I'll take it. Like, it's free, and it usually costs thousands of dollars for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up getting, like, a lot more than what I expected out of the class. We should be done around July. But basically, me being in the community yoga class, we go about learning how to teach classes for people that wouldn't usually go to yoga class. So elderly people that have like lots of injuries, because we teach modified ways of doing different poses and things.
Yeah.
But to also reach communities where they can't get to yoga classes. So going out into the neighborhood apartment complexes where people don't have transportation. Or they don't have cell phones and laptops and things. So taking it to them and going to their place so that we're not inconveniencing anybody. Just things like that, or going into juvenile detention centers where young people are not able to get that type of info and those resources, so that we can also humanize them also, because that is an issue. So making those connections, working in domestic violence centers, going to recovery centers where people may have issues with addiction. So really reaching a different, different groups of people that wouldn't usually be able to go. And we just learn different language on maybe some poses may not be comfortable for somebody because they went through a lot of trauma. So we're not going to ask them to, you know, do downward dog and put them in a vulnerable position.
Wow.
So just having better understanding of who we're working with and being very mindful of that.
I love that.
Yeah, what is it about yoga? I mean, again, Makeeba, you jumped. You were like, oh, yes. I mean, what is it that yoga does? Why is that good for our mental health in our communities?
Well, I know speaking specifically for me, it has helped me a lot with being able to process things. I deal with depression and anxiety, and with me working my job, doing Rose Project, all these different things, my mind like goes 100 miles a minute. So it has definitely helped me like step back and like process what it is that I'm feeling, like why I'm feeling that way, just to become back centered to my present moment instead of going off into what I have to do 6 months from now or if something isn't going to work out. So I feel like it kind of does that for many people, especially if people have gone through like traumatic situations. It helps you to regulate your emotions a lot.
That is awesome. You know what, Nina, the reason that I was so interested and excited about having you on the show is because I remember yoga being introduced to the Black community maybe in the 80s and 90s through group fitness, through gyms. And I was working at predominantly Black gyms, and it was the perception of Black people that yoga was a white thing. It took a long time for Black people to become comfortable with yoga because of, number one, the way that it was introduced to people of color, and the number two, I heard a lot of feedback from a lot of participants that were interested in it but were resistant to it because they didn't understand the spiritual implications of it. They thought that it was mutually exclusive of Christianity. And so I get so excited when I see Black people that are teaching this practice, because it almost has to be a reintroduction of it to our community. So can you just kind of tell us about the way that you were saying how you introduced this to people that are new to this? Can you tell us how you kind of get past some of those barriers that people have?
Well, I think first we had like going through the history, and I just learned this from going through my training also about how yoga, you know, ended up becoming pretty much whitewashed. Mm-hmm. Like the whole purpose of yoga is to bring community. It literally stands for union. Even in not doing poses and things like that, we're still doing yoga by, if people come together and we just sit and we may breathe for 5 minutes, like that is a form of yoga.
So you said just sit and breathe for 5 minutes. That's a form of yoga.
I love it.
Wow.
Yeah, like you don't have to go into different poses and things like that. And because it has been whitewashed and it's now in the form of like who has the best yoga pants, and then we have hot yoga, and then we have yoga like competitions where people are matching their strength. So they've made it into like this vanity thing that only people with money can do.
Wow.
And that's just not even why yoga was created. So especially when it comes into like the religious aspect, like yoga is not taking away from anybody's practice. Whether you believe in Allah, God, any of those things, like it's not taking the place of that. Yoga is specifically for healing purposes, for us to gain control of our emotions, not invalidating our emotions, but being able to feel them and not have any shame in those. and just coming back to our sense of self of who we are, and so that we can think clearly, because everything moves so fast, you can barely have time to think about what it is that you're doing most of the time. So I just try to explain to people, like, this is just about us becoming centered and being present right now, because whatever it is that has you, you know, on 10 and angry, like, let's just breathe for a second. Because half the time we don't even realize that we're holding our breath when things happen. And then you like, why do I feel tired? Like, because you weren't breathing for probably about 3 minutes and you didn't even recognize it.
Wow.
Exactly. Right, right. What I love about yoga that not too many people have really put out there is that it's body inclusive. And, you know, during the onslaught of yoga becoming really, really big in the U.S., people sort of thought it was for slender white bodies. And people thought, okay, I can't do yoga because I'm not that size. And I love, you know, some of the Instagram influencers, like I think her name is Jessamine, she's amazing. She's of a larger body size and type, but she is empowering others to introduce this practice to everybody, just to let people know this is not about, it's like what you were saying, Nina, it's not a fitness competition, and it's not something that you have to compete with somebody in or to get your body to look a certain way. This is more about the internal practice of the body and mind connection, and the inclusion of it is what is going to bring more and more people into it. And that's why I love to see it when it's online, when it's being introduced, people that are now utilizing social media and various media platforms during this quarantine to show people, hey, you know, this is what yoga looks like. And when you practice it in your home, you don't have that feeling of not doing it right or that, you know, body shaming. So this is a really great platform that you're using to show people that you can do this no matter what you look like. Yeah, definitely.
proud uncle sitting over here listening to you two ladies. And I tell, but as we you know, talked about this,
Uncle Vincent yoga.
I was recalling to Nina that she didn't know about my mom. Her grandmother used to participate in yoga at the hospital where she worked. Yeah, a long time. And I would be looking at her going, "What are you doing, Mom?" And she'd be, you know, doing her poses. But at the same time, it sounds to me like Nina, you done went to the Makiba Reed Johnson School of Mental Health, because she uses those same words about self-awareness and the thing you do, you know, with breathing and all that, and how important that is, these things that we take for granted. But those are the things that can help us get away from some of these physical disabilities that are running rampant through the Black community. You know, it starts in the mind and then it manifests itself in the body. So I'm just, all I can say again, I'm just so proud of what you're doing and taking it to the Black community. We got to get people, you know how we are. It's got to be kind of cool or something. It's got to have something to it.
Right.
So, you know, I understand it ain't about, you know, what you got on, but you know we're going to come in there with some fancy looking stuff and we're going to do our thing. But the main thing is that we're getting the healing and the, you know, it's helping us physically as well as mentally.
Right. Yes. And I also love how a lot of practitioners are utilizing aromatherapy, you know, sage, background music, songs of nature and sounds of water, and how all of these things are kind of coming together so that people, you know, realize that this is not just about a quote unquote workout, because that's what it was packaged as originally. Hey, this is a yoga class. Come in here, get your abs tight, you know, go out looking good. It's like what you were saying, Nina, you know, get these yoga pants and you're going to be looking cute and yoga. It has nothing to do with that. And that's why Black people, especially now, need to know that this is something that everybody should at least try out. At least just try it out to see if this is something that you need to, or that you can start putting into some of your self-care protocol.
Have you gotten response or feedback from those who normally wouldn't even be exposed to something like this as to how it was, how it affected them, Nina?
Yeah, definitely. I just started doing like these Zoom meetings on Saturday. I think this past Saturday, that might have been like my fifth time doing it, because I also have to get practice in for my yoga training class, so they see that we're doing the work. A couple of the ladies really enjoyed it. At first, we just started doing like meditation, like taking a moment, doing some breathing, stretching our arms, maybe setting an intention for the day and just focusing on that. And then Saturday was the first time where I incorporated some actual movement, nothing too heavy, but just things that kind of like stretch your body out and just get you ready for the day. And some ladies were like, I hadn't even, you know, we went into child's pose, which is my favorite pose because it just like really relaxes me and it stretches your body and you could pretty much lay there the whole time. But she was just saying, like, since she had her children, she had forgotten about doing that pose. And she was like, I used to do it so much. But she was like, now that we just did it, it reminded me of like how calming it was for me to go into that position. And another lady, she was saying like she wasn't even doing meditation or anything, but ever since I started, she's been coming each week to do it because she's like, this helps me, whether we do it for 5 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, like I'm actually able to take that time, because she has children, she has a business that she's running. So she's like, I really haven't just sat and taken time for myself to even do anything like this. So it's been really helpful to the group that we have each week. So I'm appreciative that they just take the time out and even take time for themselves, because we all deserve that time regardless of how much it is. Like, we deserve to take a moment each day for ourselves to kind of like remember to take deep breaths and maybe stretch a little and move your body, you know, so that we can see how we're feeling physically.
Again, we're talking
being self-aware and present.
We're talking with Nina Rose Bailey. She's the founder of the Rose Project, and has worked in child and family services, and now embarking on a lot of good things and trying to again with Black Mental Matters. That's we want to not only talk about and discuss the clinical kinds of things, but there's, you know, so many different things that we can do in our lives. And as you said, Makiba, especially during a time such as this where we're locked down and the pressure that is on some, you know, just insurmountable. But things like yoga can help you, guide you through this time, help you survive during this time, so that we can come out better on the other side. Yeah.
Right. And just the whole COVID-19 and the quarantine, this actually is helping a lot of people become more comfortable with doing things like yoga, because there are a lot of people who would never go to a gym and go to a class that they've never been in before, and they don't know anyone, and start off as a beginner in a yoga class. It's extremely intimidating because you're in there with people that have been doing this for years, and they just seem so much more advanced than you are. So to be able to actually have this on Instagram Live or during Zoom, where you're with other people but you're not self-aware of what you think that you look like, it's so much more helpful and so much more beneficial. And it's something that people now have an opportunity to take away from this pandemic, from when we were actually in this, to, hey, you know, this is something that the pandemic is over now, and I actually started a yoga practice. So this is really helpful.
Yes. Nina, we've got about 10 minutes, but let's talk about the Rose Project, because this is something that you started quite a while ago, and I was so very proud, but it has evolved. I'm on your website. I'm looking now, and I mean, I'm just
beaming. Amazing.
It really is. talk about, I mean, how that developed and what is your goal with the Rose Project?
So the Rose Project is my program I started for young girls. And I do all young girls, but my priority is young Black girls because I am a Black girl. So, but the mission of it is to empower young women and assist them with personal development skills. And so we have four principles that we use in doing that, which is responsibility, originality, support, and exploration. So in doing all those things, we're creating spaces where they can come and express how they're feeling about certain things, whether it be school or family concerns that they have, or if they are worried about certain goals that they may have for themselves, and also developing that emotional intelligence so that we can see, like, how are you feeling right now, instead of just going off and, you know, people feeling like, oh, she has an attitude, because Black girls get that all the time. Like, she has an attitude, but nobody's trying to figure out, why does she have the attitude? Like, why is she acting that way? So we're definitely working with them on talking, like, how do we communicate in a healthy way so that you can get out how you're feeling and you can still get somebody to listen to you and understand, this is where I'm coming from, this is why I felt this way. So along with going over, like, body positivity, social media, things like that, we incorporate all those and just try to make it pretty much their space. Like, we're here for them, and if y'all, however you want to run it a certain way, like, this is for you guys to be basically a support system for one another.
Mm. I love that. Mm. I love that. And so many Black girls need that, because they're in spaces that aren't supportive of them and aren't inclusive. And just like what you were saying, Nina, it's important to give Black girls a safe space to express themselves and to bring all their stuff to the table in a non-judgmental space, because you're right, we are often perceived as being angry or overly aggressive, or we have attitudes, and it's because we carry around so much anxiety and we don't know how to express it, and we're not able to express it in a place where we can also be healed.
What about Black boys? Black boys need love too, but I'm not.
Uh-oh, Nina.
But Black boys do need love too. And I definitely, like, I feel like over time I will be wanting to include young boys, but I am not. black boys. So I would be looking for, like, you know, black men that could participate and volunteer with them. There's only so much that I would be able to tell them, but I do think it is a two-way street. Just as much as we talk to young black girls, we also need to talk to young black boys too, because they need to understand how to communicate with one another.
That's right.
Because the stuff that I've seen lately is crazy. You know, in regards to how they just treat each other, especially like teenagers, our black teenagers with one another, is just a lot that can be done and needs to be done.
Well, as I said, look,
absolutely.
You know, the signage, you know, I'm a queen, I'm strong, I'm fierce, I'm powerful, mm-hmm. you know, truly empowering these young ladies to recognize the gifts that they've been given and then be able to use them out in the world. I mean, that is a Black Mental Matter that I will condone constantly. That's what we have to do.
Absolutely.
With these young people. And so thank you again, baby, for what you're doing out there on the front line, even though you sounded like Makeba Jr. again.
I mean, it definitely helps. And I'm just like, you know, in order for us not to take this stuff into our adulthood, because I tell the girls that I talk to now, I'm like, look, I'm just now figuring out a lot of stuff in my 30s. So if I am able to help you not deal with some of the challenges that I had to go through, then that's what I'm going to do. Like, we're trying to make this stuff as easy as possible and set y'all ahead of things. So when something comes up, you can think back and be like, you know what? I know what to do with this. Mm. You know,
absolutely.
Like, we're going to have stress. Life is going to happen. But we just want you all to have the tools so that you're able to deal with them at an early age and not just learning the stuff as you go, just trying to figure it out from all different places.
Mm. Right. And then having to undo bad habits later on.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, then that's when the unhealthy relationships come and you're dealing with somebody else's trauma and they haven't dealt with their own trauma, and it just becomes a lot. So if we can prevent that from happening, like, I am all for it.
Awesome.
We have just a couple minutes left, Nina. I would like for you, if you could, to give. So, you know, of course, we started out, we were talking about the yoga and being able to meditate and things like that, and segued into the Rose Project. But if you could just give our audience just a few things that perhaps they could start working on right now that would help them as it relates to this time, this COVID time, as well as just in life in general, some words of wisdom that you could pass on to our audience.
I think the most important thing is to feel your feelings. I think that when people feel like I'm angry about something, like, there's almost guilt and shame behind that. So I think it's important for people to understand, like, how you feel is perfectly fine. It's just the reactions that we have to them. So if you are angry, you can express that you are angry, but what are we going to do with that? Like, how are we going to process that? So I just feel like people taking deep breaths, maybe even writing down how you feel, especially at this time, because we are in a place where we're restricted from a lot of things. And I feel like one of the main issues is that people don't know how to sit with themselves, because we are in a society that's constantly moving. So now we have to sit here and think about our thoughts and process them. And that don't feel good for a lot of people.
Yes.
So I think, like, really being gentle with yourself and being patient with yourself and understanding, like, okay, like, today is not a good day, I am not feeling happy, but don't feel bad about it. I think that's where we go wrong, is feeling that shame. So just being okay with your feelings. We have them for a reason. They are not invalid. And just try to, like, process it. Maybe you go outside and take a walk. Maybe just give three things that you appreciate at that moment. Even though this day is horrible, these are the three things that I can appreciate that I have right now. Because people are being sick. So one could be, I am happy about being healthy. My family is healthy and everything is okay. I have my needs met. Like, that's something that I try to do each day, if nothing else.
I love that. Mm-hmm. So important.
Yeah, and just taking breaths. If you're in the kitchen cooking and you, like, I need to just take a minute, you could easily take a deep breath, inhaling and exhaling out your mouth, and, like, okay. Because we don't take deep breaths, and we don't even realize, again, that sometimes we are holding our breath when things happen. And so that's just something, those are some things to keep in mind. But definitely patience with yourself, being kind to yourself, and understanding that everything that you feel is valid. It's not about the feeling, it's the reaction that you give from the feeling.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Say that again.
Again. I'm hearing double. I'm telling you, I'm hearing double. I mean, I don't know if you know Nina, but Makiba has quite a few letters behind her name. She studies this. She's in training right now for the crisis line and so much more. The discussions that we have, I feel so, again, proud right now because I'm hearing you, you know, expound these things in your own way. And what a beautiful, beautiful experience it is for me to have you part of this Black Mental Matters. How can people find you or support you? What do they need to do to find out more about Nina Rose Bailey, the Rose Project, yoga? How do they do that?
Well, my website page is IamTheRoseProject.org. And you can find out more information about the Rose Project there. And it's still kind of new, but I'm posting like different events for young girls on there and just little posts like keep them uplifted during this time. My Instagram for the Rose Project is Glow Up and Show Up, and there's an underscore between each word. And then my personal page, which I don't mind sharing, is Rose_Evolve. And that is my personal Instagram page where I post like me doing a little bit of yoga, or I will post my meditation that I did from the weekends before and things like that.
You see that, Makiba? Girl.
Hey, I am just excited about this next yoga session because Nina, I don't care if it's 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to get up because it's been so long since I've done yoga and I miss it because it help to set the tone for either the rest of the day or for a restful, peaceful sleep at night. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about your next session, and I'm going to be there.
Maybe you could hire
your
uncle.
Yeah, definitely.
Could you hire your uncle? I could be on close your eyes and just breathe.
Oh,
let you it flow through your nose. Suck it in.
You could. Mouth. You can do a meditation.
Gotta work somehow. I gotta get in there somehow.
I love it.
Give me some yoga pants too. All right. ladies, thank you so much. Nina, again, keep up the great work. Makiba, thank you for all that you do. And this is Black Mental Matters. Of course, you can find us online at blackmentalmatters.com. Send us email info@blackmentalmatters. We're on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, anywhere you need. And we'll be breathing and waiting to hear from you. And this again, thank you all so much. Have a great day, everyone, and God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.